May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For a lot of Christians in these last few years, we've been confronted, like the world has, with more death than we're used to. If the numbers are right, over 1 million people died from COVID, and that's 250,000 more than died during the Spanish flu. That's a lot of people. But for us as Christians, we've had to deal with it also, and we've talked a lot about heaven. I think a lot of people have revisited how important the reality of our age to come kind of life that has forever value to it. And it's been a great, drawn us back to that great comfort. I think it's C.S. Lewis that said that if you only have your eyes on earth, then you're in bad shape. But if you have your eyes on heaven, then earth gets thrown in also. I think about Livia, one of the ways it was easy to feel better in the context of missing that's and still missing is that Olivia is no longer handicapped. She's no longer suffering like she did, not just handicapped, but the last 12 or 15 years of her life. She just suffered a great deal physically. And I was reminded of that last night, just how that she, the freedom that she's experiencing, how glorious it must be for her. Because of the word run and the word jump were abstract words. She had never experienced them. She was like 6 months old, I think, or 9 months when she got polio. She was just beginning to pull up good. And so when we think about our futures, no matter what happens on this earth, we know that we're going to live in the new heavens and the new earth, and that's going to be an amazing thing. But for us to say, like, is this going to be so awesome when we go to heaven, we need to understand that for Christians, though through a glass darkly, we already are there. Though we can't experience yet because we have this body that's still fallen, so it still filters glory and stuff through this body, that when we die physically, we'll get the new body that fits that life. But in reality, we are already there too. We're going there and we're there. It's kind of like the kingdom. The kingdom is here and it's going to be there. It's now and yet to be. It's like this contradiction. We haven't seen it in fullness yet, but I was reading these verses again, and these have become real life verses for me in the last few years. Talked about them a lot at the conference, but I want you to hear them again together. Because when he gets down to verse 4 and when he says, and when Christ is our life is revealed, we think of that in terms of life context as we trust Jesus to live his life through us. And he's revealed the real person that we are is manifested because that's who we're created to be, a person in union with Christ that participates in the life that he lives. But and so scripture, like a hologram, it can speak several different things as long as it's truth. But I want you to hear this. He talks about Christ being revealed or manifested in the context of the whole four verses of Colossians 3. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. And we know that Ephesians says that we've been raised up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places. And the word places is in italics. It's just an addition to help us understand or make it make sense, but it really dummies it down. What it says in Ephesians is that you've been raised up with him and seated with him in Christ in heaven. Heaven's not like way up there. We use the word above. He'll use the word above because it gives us some kind of context, but it's just a realm of unseen reality. Since then you've been raised up with Christ, keep as a way of life seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And set your mind on the things above that you've sought and discovered, not on the things of the earth, for you died. So he uses this word for, here's the context. Why should you do that? Why should you seek those things since you've been raised up with Christ? Why should you seek those things which are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God? It says, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Where? Seated in the heavenly places, seated in heaven, at the right hand of God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, you'll be revealed with him in glory. Now he says, seek something. And then two verses later, all part of the same paragraph, he says, now when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, when the things you're seeking are revealed to you. So what's one of the things that when we seek those things, and Paul gives us these clues that are making it really hard to miss it. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Seek those things which are above where Christ is. Now, where Christ is where you are. Because your life is hidden with Christ. The OU, the earth person, the earthling died. You're a whole new you. You're this heavenly creature. Since then, you've been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And let's skip a verse. For you've died, and your life is now hidden with Christ. Oh, so I'm seeking Christ. I'm seeking this above life where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and our life is hidden with Christ. Oh, so when I seek those things which are above, I find and discover who I am. He says, for Christ, who is your life, is revealed. You're revealed with him in glory. So I thought about this verse. Hope this is making sense. This is one of those ones where I needed like 45 minutes to finally talk around it until it made sense. Also, therefore, one of those places where you're like going, God, I'm glad he doesn't have 45 minutes. Because we actually understand what he's saying, but he would just keep talking around it until he thought it made sense. This is verse 21 of 1 Peter 3. And corresponding to that, baptism now saves you not for the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven. After angels and authorities and powers had been subjected to him. Who was at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven. So who went into heaven with him? Me and you. Seek those things. Since then you've been raised up. Seek those things which are above where Christ is at the right hand of God. For you've died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You're seated in heaven at the right hand of power in Christ. Everything having been put, angels and authorities and dominions and powers having been subjected to him, therefore subjected to you. To understand that makes a huge difference about how we pray. From a place of victory and authority, instead of a place of pleading. But this whole concept that we're praying to God for an open heaven, why would somebody sitting in heaven pray to God for an open heaven? Christians aren't looking for to be under an open heaven. You and I are sitting in the open heaven. That's who we are. That's where we are. Where we are says a lot about who we are. And only in coming to understand that do you really understand who the real Chuck is, the real Donna is, the real Bill and me is, who For your life is hidden with Christ and God. And when Christ, who is your life, when you realize that he's your life and you're seated, those things that you're seeking are revealed to you, you discover the truth about who you are. The reasons Christians have such little impact. We run around and decreeing and declaring and memorizing and hoping for, pleading into heaven, speaking into heaven, because we don't know who we are. But if we begin to discover who we are, that's when we'll hear this collective, huge, satanic and demonic, uh-oh. Because that's the one thing the devil does not want us to get. It's who we are. And I'm fascinated with the fact that he says that we'll discover who we are as we seek those things which are above. So I'm like going, what are all those things above that we need to seek that we can set our mind on? Because that's how we impact our lives. What we're conscious of is what we manifest. But good news. Heaven won't be a foreign place to you. You're there already. It's now and yet to come, both and, but you're in heaven. That's what he says. Just as surely as Christ is both on earth, in us, and we're in heaven, in him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.